Unit 1. Fish and Chips. A. Reading Comprehension. For many people, fish and chips are the most famous British dish. This refers to fish, usually cod or haddock, which is coated in batter and then deep-fried. The batter gives the fish a wonderful golden, slightly crunchy coat. The chips are usually fatter than their counterparts known as French fries elsewhere. Some people like to eat peas with their fish and chips. Often the peas are cooked until they are very soft, and then they are known as mushy peas. Quite often, bread and butter are served as an accompaniment to fish and chips. The usual seasoning for fish and chips is just salt and vinegar. Fish and chips originated in Britain at the beginning of the 19th century, but fried fish and fried potatoes had been served separately for many years before someone had the bright idea of putting the two together to make fish and chips. The idea was an instant hit, and today fish and chips seem a natural pair of foods, like eggs and bacon and curry and rice. At one time, every neighbourhood in Britain had its fish and chip shop, usually known simply as the chip shop or chippy. Until not too long ago, fish and chips were wrapped up in layers of newspaper to keep them hot for people taking them home. This practice has now stopped, however, as it is no longer considered to be hygienic. Fish and chips used to be a cheap meal enjoyed by everyone, but now cod and haddock, which were once so plentiful in the seas around Britain, have been so overfished that there are severe restrictions on the numbers which may be caught. This has meant that fish and chips have shot up in cost. Also, tastes are changing, and a lot of people now think that fried foods, like fish and chips, are a bit unhealthy. But still, for a lot of British people, fish and chips are a nostalgic meal, reminding them of their childhood, perhaps, when a day out to the seaside would not have been complete without eating fish and chips.